Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago reporting on Chicago's favorite party ant. Wow, this is big, isn't it, Seamus?
That's right. Good morning, Bob. Yes, fans of Chicago Party Ant. It's a Twitter account that's been around for a couple of years, and it's pretty hilarious if you like all things Chicago. It's going to an international audience starting September 17th. Chicago Party Ant has a Netflix show, which sort of blows everyone's mind a little bit, because this was just sort of a lark that, you know, you stumble upon it online and you'd make some, you know, raunchy jokes about something that happened in the city, or inappropriately hit on Tom Skilling and things like that. But Netflix came to the creator. He's not anonymous anymore. It's Chris Witaski, who's a former Second City guy and a Chicago guy who is now a writer out in L.A. And they came up with this show. It's an animated TV show following this sort of middle-aged woman who's, you know, maybe clothes are a little too tight, maybe drinks a little too much, smokes a little too much, a little older than she acts, and just sort of her exploits around Chicago. But the creators say it's really going to be a love letter to Chicago, kind of show a national, international audience some of the beautiful parts about Chicago, while, you know, some of us rough around the edge characters who live within it.
Yeah, it'll be different. And she lives in Wrigleyville, doesn't she?
She lives in Wrigleyville. She's a diehard Cubs fan, and it just, you know, it's going to be life around Wrigleyville. But some of the writers and creators are from Lakeview, Rogers Park. One of the voice actors is from the South Side, so they're going to really try to incorporate lots of the city into it. But it's going to have a Wrigleyville setting for most of it.
We'll check that out on Netflix September 17th. Let's talk about Uptown's newest gallery. What's this about, Seamus?
Yeah, this just opened just last week. It's easy to remember. It's called the Uptown Gallery, and it's even easier to remember because it's right above the Green Mill, which I find very cool. There's a art space up there where it is now, and a gentleman by the name of Henno Mesgina just opened this gallery. He really wants to make it inclusive for local artists. He wants to focus on supporting Black and Brown artists as well. And it's, if you can picture the Green Mill, it's got like that big green door right out in the front. There's a little side entrance next to it that leads upstairs, and so we've got some photos on our website of the inside of it. Just really a gorgeous looking art gallery up there, and that's just going to, you know, just be another artistic element to Uptown, which is really lots going on in Uptown now. And, you know, lots of people moving in there, and they're really trying to hold on to some of the artistic touch and flair that the neighborhood's always had.
Cool. Nice project going on the South Side. Tell us about this Englewood barbershop project.
Right. Yeah, this is sort of one of my favorite stories so far this week. There's a really remarkable woman named Shea Smith, who has started several different nonprofit groups on the South Side. This one in particular is called the Brilliant Brown Boys Book Club. And it's really an effort to get more young kids, particularly boys, to read more. She said growing up, her daughter was always reached for a book, and her son not so much. And so she's trying to sort of take the stigma away from that books aren't cool. So she began this program. It's called Fade Frozen Books, and they're building little mini libraries inside a handful of Southside bookshops. The idea is there's a big blue sign there. The barber will tell kids who are either waiting for a haircut or waiting for their family members to get their haircut to go check out the book, go check out the library in the corner, pick a book out, tell me a little bit about it, and you'll get a prize. You'll get a secret prize. And the idea is just to get them to sit down, get acquainted with the book. Maybe you'll be able to take it home, or maybe they'll look for one at school. And just, like I said, take away sort of the idea that books aren't cool, you know, and just open up some new worlds to some of these young guys down there.
Yeah, what a great idea. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. We'll talk to you folks tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Bob.